Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're working 20 different things at a time. There's negotiating tactics.
We're going to take it like men.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's get right into it. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome in Matt Barrows of The Athletic. He does a great job covering the San Francisco 49ers. And Brock Purdy, seems to be all systems go for Sunday, provided he gets through the next couple days, Matt. How would you describe the quarterback situation for the Niners and what went into their decision-making to bring Brock Purdy back this week?
Well, I think it's a matter of him and his mobility. That's the one area that the toe issue has really kind of hampered. He was saying yesterday that as far as throwing, he's been fine for a few weeks now. It's just the kind of acceleration, the deceleration, stop and go, things that make Brock Purdy Brock Purdy that have been affected by this. So I guess the difference between week 4 and here we are going into week 11 is that I think that issue sort of raised itself in week 4 against the Jaguars. He wasn't able to do some of the things that he normally does. And so they wanted him to reach a point where he felt like he could. I don't think he's 100% healthy, but he's pretty close. And his thing and the 49ers argument has been, the only way to really damage it or aggravate it is for him to get sort of tackled where that toe is pinned against turf, which has happened twice this year, once against the Seahawks and once against the Jaguars.
Matt, always a pleasure. And you know, it's kind of funny when you talk about social media and the people that call this station, they're fans, right? And I'm reading a lot of stuff, even seeing it on TV, neither here nor there. But when you watched Mac Jones perform at the quarterback position and Brock Purdy on his best day, how would you compare and contrast the two?
I mean, there's definite similarities, and I know that's what people are highlighting. The contrast is what I just described. Like, Brock Purdy can run. He can escape. He can pick up first downs with his feet. He can score touchdowns, scored a number of them last year. And that's the one element that Mac Jones doesn't really have. It's pretty clear what it is. It doesn't always manifest itself in games, but when it does, it's a big thing. I'm just in my mind right now remembering a couple of plays where, you know, Brock Purdy is like Houdini and he's about to get sacked and he scrambles out and he ends up having a big play. And in the NFL these days, that's often the difference. I mean, that's the difference between a good quarterback and a very good quarterback. It's taking those broken plays and making something big happen with them. That's Patrick Mahomes, that's Josh Allen, that's Lamar Jackson, et cetera, et cetera. So if you have any element of that, I think that kind of puts you above the average quarterback.
Matt Barrows joining us on 95.7 The Game. You can read him in The Athletic. He covers the San Francisco 49ers. Kind enough to join us today. what's happened at the quarterback situation? Do you view it as anything unusual? Because the one way to look at it is, you know, Brock played week four. He got hurt. They gave him 6 weeks off. He's ready to go. Is there any risk involved in this move as far as you're concerned? You know, just knowing how fans are about quarterbacks.
Well, I mean, I think the risk is that he has had, what is it now? I'm not great at math. What's 11 minus 4? Seven. He's had seven weeks off. And that maybe expecting him to come in and, you know, have a 125 passer rating might be a little bit of a stretch. I will say that the Cardinals are as beat up of an opponent as the 49ers have had this year, including on their defense. So, I mean, I do expect Purdy and the 49ers to be able to move the ball. If they didn't, though, if there were struggles in this game and they came against a vulnerable Cardinals team, then, you know, let's just say that the why are we benching Mac Jones crowd, which is at maybe a dull roar right now, would be that much louder. So I think that's the, you know, the quote unquote risk. You know, for me though, I feel like the 49ers are squarely looking toward, you know, 2026, 2027. All their moves suggest that. So, you know, this would be a blip when it comes to their main focus.
Matt, I've been overly critical of the offensive line. And I know last Sunday's game against the Rams didn't go the way Niner fans wanted it to. But, Matt, I was super shocked at, you know, they kept the Rams front at bay. They were not on Mac Jones like I thought they were going to be. And with Brock coming back, do you think they figured something out? Was this just stylistically a good matchup? Or do you expect the O-line to kind of duplicate that moving forward?
Yeah, it was impressive, especially after some not so impressive games against the Texans and the Giants. I think that a lot of it has to do with the guard play. I think that Dominic Pooney has been injured, beat up. I think we've all been able to see that in his body language early in the season. In the last two games, I feel like, you know, he looked like his rookie. I think he's healthy again. I think that they've got, you know, better options now at left guard with Ben Bartsch. He might end up playing the whole game. He was rotating with Spencer Burford in this most recent one. So I think that explains some of it, explains their running and the way that Brian Robinson Jr. was able to run. I mean, he's a classic between-the-tackle style runner. So if you've got good guard play going on there, he's going to start to eat. And I think we're seeing that. And I think the game plan was just, you know, the 49ers absolutely knew that the Rams could wreck their day. And, you know, Mac Jones was intent on getting the ball out quickly. And he's been great at that. I don't want to take anything away from Mac Jones. I think he's been just a revelation for the 49ers this year. He's somebody, you know, if this is a weak quarterback class, like a lot of people think it's going to be, I just wonder whether other teams, quarterback needy teams, are going to be dialing John Lynch's phone number in February seeing if Mac Jones is available.
Matt Barrow's joining us on 95.7 The Game. He writes for The Athletic. Yeah, that's, to me, I find that aspect of it interesting, Matt, because Mac Jones is under contract next year, if I'm correct. And I almost feel like if you're really, truly worried about some durability issues with Purdy, you got to keep Mac Jones, right?
Yeah, that's going to be the argument. Right. You know, you trade him and you get, what, maybe a second-round draft pick at best. You keep him and you've got a tried and true starter, you know, a guy that you could expect to win games and win playoff games with. The 49ers, this is how I think it would go. I mean, it obviously depends on what the offers are, but, you know, they sort of, you know, created a good reputation, good track record for bringing in Wobegon quarterbacks and rehabilitating them, for lack of a better term. So, I mean, you would think that, you know, some agent with a quarterback who hasn't done as well as he should have would say, okay, you need to join the 49ers this year. You know, play a couple games, play in the preseason, do backup duty, and maybe it becomes like Sam Darnold or Mac Jones, and to a degree, Josh Dobbs. You know, guys that have come in here and probably benefited, or certainly benefited from having been in this system for a year.
Matt, I need you to help me out. And the subject matter is Ricky Pearsall. And I'll never forget when he was drafted. Our afternoon show, Willard and Dibbs, had on his college coach, Herm Edwards. And he just made a statement, you know, you need to save the player from himself sometimes. And last year, we all know he's an angel because he survived, you know, getting shot. He played 11 games. And I think I need to check myself, or you help me check myself, because he's been out with this PCL issue. But I hear Niner fans talk, and I'm wondering, you know, should they be a little worried about him being injury prone, or was this just, no, he had a, you know, something to deal with, and he's getting over it?
I mean, I think it's a legit concern because, you know, in the spring it was a hamstring. Last year he had, this is even before the incident in San Francisco, he had a shoulder and a hamstring. You know, once he did come back, though, he was healthy the rest of the season. But, you know, he's missed a big chunk of his young career so far. So until he proves otherwise, yeah, I think it is a concern. You know, I was just talking about Dominic Pooney and how long it took him to sort of get right. He had a PCL back in August that seemed to linger a long time. Mac Jones is still on the practice participation report every week with a knee injury. That's a PCL that happened in training camp. So that injury is no joke. It lingers, and I think those two guys were able to play through their issues because, you know, frankly, they don't have to be at top speeds all the time, whereas Ricky Pearsall does. So I think that's the difference. The PCL is sort of the injury of the year for the 49ers, that and hamstring, and probably 10 others, but
right.
This is one of them. I think probably for a wide receiver, it's a little bit more difficult.
Matt, I don't know if you'll have an answer to this question, so maybe this just could be the start of a little back and forth. But to me, what I find interesting is they are 6-4. And they're right there, and they've got games against Carolina and the Bears coming up, who they're directly competing with. And I guess what I'm asking is, does Kyle have the patience to work through a couple weeks of a rusty Brock Purdy if they don't win the next couple games?
I think the answer is yes. I mean, it's going to depend on, you know, What is this level of rust? Are they able to win with the rust? Is it just clear that there's an issue? And if there is an issue with Brock Purdy, I would have to imagine that it's related to the injury,
right?
Because he's a very consistent player. So I mean, I know that you're thinking about a scenario where Mac Jones comes back in, and I think really the only scenario is if the toe is aggravated or there's another such injury.
Gotcha.
But I agree with you. I mean, we're all forgetting very easily that this team is 6-4. The vibe in recent weeks, even after the win over the Giants, because I think that was quickly followed by them really not doing anything at the trade deadline. The vibe has been for 3 weeks just sort of doom and gloom. Like, you know, this team's terrible. But
right.
They're 6-4.
Yeah.
And then they do host the Chicago Bears, the team that they're really competing with for a playoff spot. And they haven't had their bye yet either. That is going to be like an oasis for them. It's not a very, very welcome sight at the end of this month. So can they use that to kind of springboard themselves into December and and get on a roll like they did back in 2021. That'll be the question at that point. We'll see, but you know, it's all there in front of them.
Man, I got to be honest with you. I've come in here on some Mondays after Niner games, and I said Robert Saleh deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. And, you know, I'm telling Steiny, look at D Winters and Tatum Bethune. And, you know, like, whoa. And I'm not blaming anybody, but the reality hit me just like cold water during that Ram game. Were you disappointed in the defense, or was that just one of those, okay, now these injuries are really coming home to get us? Like, what expectations do you have for this defense moving forward?
I was disappointed because I thought that they would make a bigger move at the trade deadline. Mm. And I thought that the performance against the Rams.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Rams was exactly what you would expect for a team that didn't make any sort of big move there. Basically, what did you expect type of reaction? So that's what. I mean, I think the answer to your question is yes. I mean, the injuries absolutely seem to catch up with them, and not just on the D-line. I thought that Bethune and Winters, who were battling injuries, you could see it on some plays. Slow to get up. I didn't think that Malik Mustafa had a very good game. It just seemed like a team that had been worn down. And I know that they rallied at different points, but I never really felt like the Rams were in trouble in this one. So that's the question going into the Cardinals. The defense in particular has had this yin and yang where they look great, full of pep, you know, against the Falcons and then against the Giants. But it's the every other week thing that's going on right now. And the question is whether they can kind of summon that energy that they had in New York, that they had against the Falcons in Arizona. And then if the answer is yes, can they keep that going 2 straight weeks, which they haven't been able to do this year.
Hey, Matt, thank you so much, as always.
Appreciate you.
Really generous with your time, and enjoy the game Sunday. We look forward to talking to you soon.
Okay, thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Matt Barrows of The Athletic covers the San Francisco 49ers. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. You know, of all the things that I've thought about with the quarterback situation, that is the one that I'm curious about is,
give it to
are you like, if you bring Brock Purdy back this week, and let's just say he's not very good,
okay,
but he's not hurt, is Kyle Shanahan going to let Brock Purdy essentially quarterback the Niners out of the playoff situation? Like, that's what I'm curious about. you know, would he? They're 6-4 now. Just in a hypothetical, if they go 1-3 over the next four, and we've seen these next four games, they're not very difficult, relatively speaking. You know, would Kyle really go down with Purdy this year when he could take him back off the field and just say it's the toe if he absolutely has to?
Well, I'll say this, because Evan can't relate.
Have you
relate.
Thought about that
Yes,
at all?
I have. Okay. And I'm going to throw this to you, because Evan's not married. His parents are, and I love them. And you've been married, and I've been married. And the guy that was officiating the wedding said, for better or worse. So I think it's lightweight unfair, but I get it, Stoney. That's why you are who you are. Anybody coming up with that scenario. But if I got a 50 Cent, ride or die. And I think it would be real unfair for this kid to battle back or to work to get back and then be singled out like you're like, that's all. If you're right, Stoney, and they're having that thought, then he should never come back. So that can't even be an option. But I don't believe he would get a quick hook to be like, and I hear what you said about the playoffs, because you're eighth right now, and you're like, you don't want that to get worse. But Stan, I think you got to ride with him. Like he almost, not he deserves, but if this is your guy, you gotta go down with the ship.
I'm not disagreeing one iota, but I don't think it's easy. And like, that's where I have to pay respect to whatever it is, whether it's noise, whether it's internal discussion. But yes, by like, I think if Brock Purdy's healthy, to my way of thinking, he's got to play, and he's going to play Sunday. But that doesn't, and it doesn't mean it's the right decision. It doesn't.
But
it's
you just don't know, what, though, right?
Right. Yeah. It's what I would do.
Right.
But if this is my thing, Kyle darn well knows that if Brock Purdy, he's coming back with Brock Purdy, he better have kind of a plan for Brock Purdy. And is it, he's our quarterback unless he gets hurt, no matter what, under any circumstance. Well, that means that he's got the next seven games, and even if he's not very good, he's finishing out the season.
I wish somebody would.
And that would be, that's going to cause a problem.
No doubt. And now you got me thinking, I was jumping in, Stoney, I wish you were at the presser to ask him that question. I do wonder how Kyle would have answered that question. Not a leash, but Stoney, this is why sports is what it is. They're on the team. I'm talking about Kyle, the coaching staff, the owners in the box. We're fans. You can't hide. The game is going to be able to, we're going to be able to see what we see.
Right.
And I'm with you. Like, what would you do if you brought back Steph Curry and he wasn't what he was? And you got a guy behind, like, there is, and you get mad because I go here with Goodfellas and all the mob movies, but there is a loyalty component that I feel like a lot of fans are omitting or going to tell me it doesn't matter. But if you're going to make this move, I think it would be Armageddon if he didn't play well but was healthy and you said you need to come out or you're not playing Monday night against Carolina.
These are all things that are possible scenarios. I mean, the one thing I would say is, like, the one difference is, you know, there isn't, like, there's nobody close to Steph Curry. So,
well, I got you.
You know what I mean? But that, whether we like it or not, is part of this dynamic, that Brock Purdy isn't Steph Curry. He's a good NFL quarterback who's proven himself. And now they have a good quarterback who's proven himself in his own way, and so they might have two guys. And now it's just a matter of, you know, which one he likes more. But
I want to run somebody. Okay, I want to run somebody
good.
And you give me a letter, not a letter grade. You can't stand here. Just tell me if you agree or if you understand the thought. So I asked Matt Barrows the difference between Brock and Mac.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the legs.
Right.
But the Niners aren't the Eagles of the past with Michael Vick. They're not RG3. They're not predicated on a running quarterback. And the reason I brought up the Ram game, it was one game, Stoney, but they protected Mac to where, you know, he's kind of limited. He is when it comes to moving outside of the off-script plays. My point is, okay, what if you get a good offensive line in regard to pass protection? What you're telling or selling me on why Brock's better than Mac really doesn't come into play. Because if it's about the arm and the throws outside the hashes, Steiner, do you disagree with me? I think Mac wins that.
Well, I think...
So if it's legs and you don't use them like Michael Vick...
Well, he's never...
You know
what? Wait a minute. Like,
you don't use Purdy. Like, Purdy can... I'm being proactive in regard to the pass protection's going to be there. So wheels, you don't need the wheels. You're going to drop back and get rid of the ball in 2 seconds, a second and a half, or a second. If that's the case, then is Purdy really the better quarterback?
Well, I look at it this way. You know, Mac Jones was 33 for 39. They protected him well. Okay, yeah, sure they did. He also got the ball out. I saw a stat. He got the ball out quicker than any quarterback in the NFL last week.
All right.
So that tells me they're throwing quickly. Mm. All right. Well, what else does that tell you? Right. Well, when you throw quickly, you're not going to throw down the field as much.
And he's got criticized for missing B-Rob down the field.
And so the way I look at Purdy is he can drop back, get flushed, and still make a play. When he's on.
I get you.
He's very elusive.
I get you that.
And those are the difference. You know, you're third and eight, and he gets flushed out of the pocket,
and
he makes a play, and now it's a first down.
I'll get you that.
Those are the plays that are...
Maybe they haven't been getting with Mac.
Yeah. So 888-957-9570 is the number. Anything to see here?
I don't think so. But I do believe a bar has been set for Brock to be the best version of himself.
I mean,
because if we come in here Monday and they lose to the Cardinals, I would go out on the limb and say the season, as far as the playoffs, is essentially over. And then now we got rats on. Steiny, it would be a zoo. It would be Cap, Alex Smith. Not that, but almost it would be that again.
If he loses one game?
If Brock plays not his best. Let's just say three picks, two picks, and they lose. Oh, Steiny.
Okay, but he's going to quarterback then against Carolina.
Right?
You would think. The other thing is, and I know people say, well, if you lose this one, you're done. No, you're not.
Yeah.
The next week, you got Carolina.
Yeah.
And you still got the
Bears.
Who are
5-5 going into this week. I got
exactly.
Carolina can be beat.
No,
but my point is,
you
your defense is always going
to
be raggedy moving for the rest of the way.
But does that mean give up on the season?
Oh, no, I'm not saying that, Steiny. I'm just saying.
Feels like a lot of people are saying
that.
Wow. Like, the defense isn't going to be able to hold up anyway. So what's the sense of bringing back Purdy or Mac Jones? Because that part of it doesn't matter.
Go ahead.
888-957-9570 is the number. Is Kyle Shanahan setting himself up for a lot of criticism? Or is this just the simple decision to make? Brock Purdy healthy? So he's going to start. What's coming up next on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity, your home court advantage, brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.